and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this cold Friday morning, 5 degrees. Welcome to our primetime newsmaker, and very pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jessica Buchholz of Emporia Main Street. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It is cold out there today.
It is a little chilly. You got everybody bundled up?
Oh, we're working on it.
Takes a little time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes all hands on deck.
Understood.
To get ready for school at our house.
Well, based on the current demand here, well, we're talking about cold temperatures now, but things could be pretty warm and heating up, I guess you could say, at the Main Street office a bit later today.
Yes, we are looking forward to this afternoon. We've got a great opportunity for the community to come out. We're working with Healthier Lyon County and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment and United Healthcare and offering our area folks an opportunity to come down to our office, and they're administering free COVID vaccines or COVID testing. So you can come down, and they've got some options for you for whatever stage of the vaccine you're on, and then also the opportunity to get a COVID test if you'd like to.
Yeah, so boosters, first or second vaccines, and also pediatric vaccinations will be available in partnership with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. So where exactly within Main Street the offices will this be, and exactly when will this be taking place this afternoon?
Sure. So it's actually going to be at 729 Commercial, which is the address of our business incubator space, and the space is open right now, and Healthier Lyon County had inquired if they could use it for an activity like this, and we said absolutely. And so it's just right next door, and from 2 to 8 is when you can come in. And they're going to try and accommodate walk-ins, but they are really encouraging folks to make an appointment today if they can. I spoke to Healthier Lyon County yesterday, and they already have several appointments on the books. So they said the best thing to do is just call. Their number is 620-208-3218, and make that appointment. Because like you said, Ron, they have got really all Moderna and Pfizer available, and it's for all approved age groups. So they do have the pediatrics vaccine. They do have first, second, or booster. So the best thing you can do is make an appointment if you can.
Okay, again, that number 620-208-3218 for that. Jessica, you've been involved here not only with Main Street, but really with the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund for a number of months now, really a couple of years, basically, the way it appears. And even though this isn't officially a disaster relief fund effort here, obviously it's very important here for Main Street to continue touting ways for the community to limit the spread of COVID-19 as a way to get things back to normal.
Absolutely, and we're happy to support efforts like the one that you'll see this afternoon. The Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Team has really worked tirelessly over, it is the past few years with the pandemic, and we're still looking for opportunities to support really the area with getting back to normal and helping reduce the spread of COVID. As our group evolves, we're looking towards the future to see, what other opportunities that we might be able to provide. We do have this group set up, and I think that this group will always be in existence to help our area when disaster strikes. So, we recognize that at some point, we'll have to focus on something outside of COVID, and our group's going to be ready to do that.
All right, so that's from 2 until 8 today at Emporia Main Street, their incubator space at 729 Commercial. Again, 2 until 8 to make those appointments, 620-208-3218. Well, before we let you go, Jess, tell us about a big happening, Main Street happening, coming up next weekend. And you're going to be dueling, huh?
Well, I'm not going to be dueling.
Come on.
I don't think anyone would get a ticket to see that. But, you know, we're switching things up with our public improvement auction. We will be doing something that we haven't done before. We are going to be having the auction at the Emporia Granada Theater in addition to hosting a dueling pianos performance. So there's some great activities taking place that night, February 11th at the Granada. We have a dinner going on and a silent live auction and a dessert auction. And let me tell you, some of those desserts are sounding pretty awesome. And then we'll transition the evening into a dueling piano show from Hi-Fi Productions. So we're really looking forward to the night. The dinner portion is actually sold out. So we are still promoting that we do have seats available to come in and watch the dueling piano show. And doors will open at 7. But, you know, tickets that are purchased for that are still a great way to help contribute to our cause for the auction.
All
Jessica,
right.
One other question really quickly, Jessica. And I know we're running out of time here, but what is the money going to go here for the public information or the public improvement auction? What do you got slated?
Well, you know, we're really just looking at a variety of activities and community initiatives, Chuck. We typically take this public improvement auction and put it towards some of our general operating if we have a specific project that we want to focus on. You know, the last couple of years with COVID have been interesting because the Main Street organization has not been able to hold several of the events that we typically do in a normal year. So, you know, we're usually a 40 event per year organization. We haven't been able to do that. So some of those funds that are generated with those activities that we do throughout the year haven't come in. So funds are going to really go to, it's a blanket statement, but really a variety of projects in the community.
All right. Well, Jess, thanks for all you do. We appreciate your time as always.
Well, thanks, guys. And if people still want to snag those tickets to the dueling piano show, they can just go to the EmporiaGranadaTheater.com and purchase those tickets there.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jess.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jessica Buchholz, Emporia Main Street, with us on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right. And if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker slots, next week we only have one left. It's on the 11th. So give us a call, 620-342-1400. And we do have several dates that are actually scattered now through the middle to late stages of March that are already claimed. So give us a call again or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Monday, we will be taking a look at the upcoming Lyon County Spelling Bee. It is that time of year. North Lyon County Principal Robert Hampton joins us Monday morning here at 7:15.
And our newsmaker this morning, Chuck, brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. KVOE Live and Local 734, 5 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Mark Schaefer here at John North Ford Nissan, wishing everybody